This is Action Podcast with Paul Bailey and Sam Forsberg. Hey, Sam, and happy snow day.
Yeah, hi, Paul. We've had another bit of a dusting of snow up this way in Scotland. How's it been down south?
Well, here in London, it has been exceptional snow, apparently, is what they're calling it. They did actually manage to stop all the London buses for a day, which I guess is exceptional. But I must admit, when I woke up in the morning and I saw the snow, it was beautiful just to see it white dusting over everything with pretty much untouched when I was looking out in the morning. Slightly worrying about obviously about how you're going to get to work and things, but
yeah.
It was stunningly beautiful.
Wow. Well, I don't know if it's partly because I grew up in Australia, but I have to say that I'm enchanted by snow. And so looking out the window and seeing the flurries of soft snow sort of whirling around and that gorgeous white covering, like you mentioned, just as I look out either the front or the back, and it just leaves me with such a sense of wonder and awe that, it's a bit different to the heat wave that they're having in Oz at the moment. And, I think that there are some extremes going on there, but it is very exciting.
Yeah, it's a shame it didn't happen over the festive period and having a white Christmas and all that, but you can't have everything, I guess.
We're making up for it now.
We are indeed. But it does make you think about the difference that just a little bit of snow can make to the way that you perceive things, the way you look at life and looking at your day ahead and all those sorts of things that you normally take for granted.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I wouldn't like to be working outside in this weather. I'm very happy to be able to join my kitty cats near the radiators and enjoy the warmth. It makes me very grateful for those sorts of luxuries. But at the same time, when I do venture out, it's like being that little bit more careful of every single step I take, that little bit more aware of where I place my feet and just sort of noticing, the blades of grass with the snow standing on them, or, a certain ledge on a building or something that might not have caught my attention at any other point in time, but the snow just adds that magic to it.
Yeah, it certainly does add magic. And you're absolutely right. When you're walking down the street, you do focus a lot more on what you're doing and where you're moving and where you're putting your feet. And it really does... It makes you feel almost more alive.
Yeah, and like you said with the bus example, often we take things for granted about public transport or other things like how we're going to travel around, and so it almost makes us more aware of those things and those systems that we rely on.
Yeah, absolutely. It makes you think as well, what would it need, what could we do to use this a magical experience, I guess, to put some more magic back into our lives and to make them more energetic and more exciting and just more empowered. What could we do to use this fresh perspective?
Well, I love that you asked that, because I certainly have that sense of excitement, and I've noticed since Monday with the first snows that we had up here that I have taken that sense of excitement and almost childlike awe into a lot of the work activities and the other things that I've been doing this week. So it's been a wonderful experience to sort of transfer that. And so why don't we have a play with exploring ways that we can borrow those characteristics or strengths in other areas of our lives?
Absolutely brilliant. And you're going to give me an exercise to do, aren't you? I can tell. I can feel it coming.
I am. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
So can you think of a time in your life where you have felt really, really successful? You've been in that space of just absolutely feeling strong and happy and like you've achieved something great.
It's probably when I managed to get myself a new job, I think it was. I didn't have a job at the time and I was looking around for work and I was feeling a little bit run down, but it pulled me back to a thought, and I put this on Twitter recently actually about a teacher who said to me, if I see an opportunity, grab it with both hands. And just before I got this job, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I thought about this teacher and what he said to me, and it almost gave me a little bit of energy and a little bit of power that made me think, okay, what opportunities are there in front of me that maybe I just haven't noticed? And that kind of energy that that I received from that thought and that emotion and that sensation gave me the forethought and the guidance to find myself a really, really good job at the time. So for me, perfect. that success was down to relaying back to a previous comment and experience that a teacher had given me.
Excellent. Well, I really love that. And I love that sense of energy you described about, drawing from that experience too. So if you focus on, for example, that teacher perhaps, or even yourself in that moment when you secured that great new job, what are some of the real strengths and characteristics that you admire and that you felt empowered by at those times?
I think the strangest thing that's flashed into my mind now is the allowing myself to become almost in awe of the experience that I'm currently in. And I almost have a sense of wonder about it. And it's almost like a childlike sense of, this is so exciting and I don't know what's going to happen. But just knowing that something good is just around the corner, I think having that sense of awe and accepting, almost having like a pensive sense of gratitude, just waiting for you, just ready for you just to take it and embrace it with both arms, I think is the sense that comes over me the most.
Excellent. So we've got this almost childlike sense of wonder and awe that has a real excitement to it. And we've got a sense of pensive gratitude and sort of thankfulness for whatever we know something good is around the corner.
Yeah.
What are one or two other things that you also feel as strengths in those moments and experiences?
I guess it's a satisfaction that I've managed to sort something out on my own. Well, obviously with the experience and the knowledge that others have given me as well. But the fact that I managed to take a step back, think about it logically and actually resolve the situation on my own has always been something that people have commented on as a strength of my own, is that I'm very independent.
Excellent. So we've got independence to add to that too. So one of the things that these experiences I think are great for is when we can borrow from those strengths and inject a little bit of that energy into whatever challenge or situation we might be facing today. So, for example, if you're stuck on something at work or you've got a particular situation that you're not quite sure what to do with it, ask yourself perhaps, okay, how can that childlike sense of wonder and awe help me right now?
I like that a lot. Yeah. Go on.
How can a sense of gratitude for whatever I know something, is around the corner help you with this right now? And also, how can that sense of independence and knowing that you can logically view an issue or a challenge and you can take steps to solve that, you know you've got that independence to be able to do it, how can that add something to the situation you're facing just now?
What's a good way for me to actually feel this in the strongest possible way, rather than me just trying to think about it at the spur of the moment? What's a good way for me to be able to almost train myself to be able to do this properly?
Well, the sense of resourcefulness and of borrowing from these strengths is something that I was introduced to at a course I went to a little while ago. And the experience that I had was that I was asked to write this list of resources, and I think I had a list of about 6 or 7 that were really, really strong resources that resonated with me a lot. And I'd drawn them from a particular experience that I'd had. And then I was asked to put one word or the phrase from each of those characteristics onto an A4 piece of paper and then place them on the floor around me.
Okay.
So, for example, one said analytical thinking, one said excitement and enthusiasm, one might have said gratitude, and and those sorts of things. And then I stood in the middle of that circle and just sort of took a look around me at these fantastic, strong characteristics that were surrounding me. And then the person asked me to step onto one of those pieces of paper. So I still actually have these A4 pieces of paper with my footprints on them, my shoe prints. And I tell you what, when I had the issue or the challenge that I was facing at the time in my mind, and I stepped forward onto that piece of gratitude paper and thought about, so this real strength of gratitude, what does that give me, or how can I borrow that in my current challenge? And all of a sudden my perspective on it just shifted, and I then took turns and went through some of the other characteristics that I'd written on the paper too, and just physically stepping onto those pieces of paper and stepping into those characteristics was a huge experience. It was fantastic and really gave me a whole world of new options and alternatives to ways that I could approach the problem that I was facing.
That's really good. I love the way how you've got an exercise there that you can do in advance. So, you know, any time of the day you can set this thing up and just experience sorting out a problem in your own head, using the paper to stand on it, and almost put yourself into a different perspective completely, a different area, so that you can actually think clearly and consciously about how you're going to deal with this situation. And, you know, you're absolutely right. Do this exercise elaborately, first of all, because that'll help train you, which is exactly what I was asking for. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, and the physical sense of it as well, I think, is a part of what lends to that experience. But what's great then is that once you've got this idea of resourcefulness in your head, is that when you look out, for example, the window and see this fresh perspective of white snow that just is covering everything for as far as you can see, what characteristics, what strengths from that experience can then you borrow without needing to write them down and step onto the pieces of paper? You know, how can you apply that right now to whatever it is that you're focusing on? And it just makes it so much more sort of useful and immediately helpful, whatever situation you're in.
Brilliant. I love it.
Now let me guess, you're going to tell me we have to wrap up now.
I'm afraid so, yeah, sorry about that.
Well, thanks Paul, I've enjoyed it. I hope all our listeners have too.
It's been a pleasure, Sam. You take care.
Summarize the key points for our listeners. Think about a situation or an experience where you felt really strong, where you felt really successful, you've just had a moment of absolute celebration in your life, and write down a few of the characteristics or a few of the sort of strengths that you felt and experienced from that moment. And then once you've got those, if you want to, you can write the individual things on pieces of paper, put them around the floor, stand there and actually step into those strengths and apply those to whatever situation or challenge that you're facing at that time. But you don't need to do that all the time. So your other option is just to pick something as random as the weather or somebody that you've just met, and pick one or two characteristics that you admire or that you can experience strongly, and just ask yourself, how would those things enhance whatever experience you're having right now? Enjoy.